We've been talking about diabetes, so I want to go back to the Maral. It's Kislev.
Yeah.
It's Balt Chanukah. And we've been learning the Sefer Ne'emitzvah for 2 years now. It's the second year. We started before Chanukah. I mean, that's why we started learning Ne'emitzvah, because it was before Chanukah. It's a big unternehmung. It's a very big accomplishment. So it's going to be some Mitzvah into Chanukah. So Zakh the Maral, that the Or was created from the Makom HaMikdash. So we're talking about the Yisayit HaAfar. And we said that the Makom HaMikdash is Nispashit, it's Mufshat from Gashmias. And the Or was created from there. The Or was created from the place on this earth that has the least characteristics of Gashmias, and that's the Makom HaMikdash, you know. And that's so you said that's why the Chanukah miracle took place in the Makom HaMikdash. So the Nes was in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Nes was with Neiris, because Neiris represent Or, and the Beis HaMikdash is built on the place the Or was created from. So the two themes come together. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes with Or in the Beis HaMikdash, because the source of Or in this world is from the Makom HaBeis HaMikdash. So what Maral's being Meramis to is that the Nes of Chanukah is like we're going through a Brias Olam again. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a Makom HaMikdash, and Kadosh Baruch Hu created Or from the Makom HaMikdash. So there's a chibur between Or and the Makom HaMikdash, because that's where it comes from. And in this world we don't see it. And this is how we see Or. Or meaning wisdom. And we see the Makom HaMikdash, and you don't necessarily see the chibur. At the time of Bria, it was very clear, because there was the R actually came out of the Makom HaMikdash, whatever that is. We can never picture in our mind what it means. We can't have a solid image of what it means to create wisdom from the Makom HaMikdash. We have the Divrei Torah. Whatever it means that there's a chibur between wisdom and the Makom HaMikdash, and one is the formative matter of the other. And then after the point of Bria, the Bria Nelam. My Sabrishas is Nelam. We don't see the process. We see the outcome. But by Chanukah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, the special relationship that Or has with the Makom HaMikdash. So you want to call it a Bria Mechadash? That would be the truth. That's the truth. It's a Bria Mechadash. And it's Dafka at the time when the Or starts to be Mizgabah and the Chayshik, because it came at the time during the year when the Chayshik is the strongest. And the point where the Chayshik is the strongest, that's when the Or starts being Misnaitzit. And that's Chanukah. So it happened, the Makom HaMikdash, the Nes happened through Neiris, and it happened on the Chafei Kislev. So the Nes, the Makom of the Nes, and the time of the Nes, are all mechubber into one Yisayit. So that's how the Maral is Messiah. It's Meyuchid, L'Yisgab Z'or, V'El Haskol Z'or, K'mer Shizbar. Like we said, the year has its time when it can't get any darker. And the Bria has its time that it can't get any darker. And the Tkufa, the time in Bria when it can't get any darker, it's not shy. It can't get any darker. It's so dark it can't get any darker. There's no more Kvayt Shemayim. Because Or is Kvayt Shemayim. Or is people seeing things clear, or is wisdom, or is that, you know, or is being able to understand things la mitan shel dvarim. At the point when you don't see that anymore, when it's gone, so it's mukhruk that things are going to get lighter. And that time is now. I'm saying kakiblani. That time is now, but you don't need too much R to realize that something's happening to the world right now. There's so little seichel in the world right now. Very, very little seichel. It's very dark. So that means it's going to be light soon. Lefi chacham rebe psikta. Again, weiter. Psikta, it's a medrash. Hamishkan nigmar bechafei bekislev. The actual work of the Mishkan was finished in chafei bekislev. Ki yadua, the Shekhinah didn't come down right away. Vayhu kamad echad ben Nisan. They finished the malacha. Everything was finished. Hanukkah. They put it up and they brought kabanas and the Shekhinah came right down in Nisan. Haschalas or, when the or first starts, the first glimmer of light, shuchidash or, that's when the or is mischadish. Mischadish means that there was no or, and now it comes back into the world again from fresh. Chidash or. Because Chiddush HaOr is when the Or first starts, the first glimmer of light. That's Chiddush. Definition of Chiddush is new. So it's completely dark, and then all of a sudden, there's no light. And then all of a sudden there's light. It doesn't matter how small it is. Pinpoint of light is Chiddush. Because you had zero before, and now you have light. So it's a difference between night and day, as they say in the expression. The difference between night and day. So that's Chiddush. When it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, they can actually do something with the light. It's actually lighting something up. That's not Chiddush. You already had it. That's not Chiddush. So Chiddush or is Chanukah. B'samikdash atzmai, who are? The Makam HaMikdash is where Or is created. The Beis HaMikdash is Or. It's a famous song. Yishalayim Ayir Shal Eilam. It's also Gemara. Yes, it's also Gemara, but it's a song. Yishalayim Ayir Shal Eilam. Yishalayim is Or. Like the Gemara says, Hordas, who was a Roman slave, who killed his masters, the Hashmonaim kings, and he killed out all the Talmid Chachamim, because he thought, in his mistaken view, the Talmid Chachamim oppose him, and they're going to oppose him actively, so he killed them all out except for Babam and Buta. And through his encounter with Babam and Buta, he was possessed with the desire to make amends for killing the light. Killed the Talmid Chachamim. Talmid Chachamim are the source of wisdom, so he shut out the lights. So Baba and Buddha says, "Hu kava Ayir Shel Eilam, you extinguish the light of the world. Yasaik by Ayir Shel Eilam, so fix up the Beis HaMikdash." The Beis HaMikdash was in a state of disrepair. The Romans hadn't destroyed it yet. But they weren't issuing any permits to renovate the Beis HaMikdash. You had to apply for a permit, and it sat there, languished in the office there for decades, and all.
Bureaucracy.
Yeah, well, the Romans were not interested in the Jews improving it in any way. So Hordas did it. It's a famous Maisa, the Hordas knew. He was a Roman slave. He wasn't a Jewish king. He represented the Romans more than the Jews. He was a tyrant. He was a Russia. And And let us not make a mistake. He did fix up the Beis Hamikdash, but right afterwards he went back to his wicked ways. That's the one good thing he did in his life. He was possessed by a spirit of tshuva. So he knew if he's going to ask the Romans, they're going to say no. If he doesn't ask the Romans, he's going to get separated. His head's going to get separated from his body. It's very detrimental to one's health. So he did, what all good bureaucrats do. He sent a letter to Rome requesting permission to repair the Beis HaMikdash, and it takes a long time to get there and get back. In the meantime, he started working on it. And he figured, if they say yes, great. And if they say no, so he said, oh, listen, I asked. I waited for an answer. I figured it was all right. It's not like I did it without asking. It's called covering yourself. The Romans understood quite well what he did. They sent a letter back. He said, Abdu Bisha'at, you're an evil slave. Bad slave, or this bad one. Bad slave. The first you do and then you ask. And if you haven't started yet, don't start. And if you start already, stop in the middle. But of course, Hurtis had finished by then. But the Beis HaMikdash is called Eirush Ha'Olam. Talmid HaChacham are called Eirush Ha'Olam. That when Hurtis killed out the Talmid HaChacham, so he extinguished the light in the Bria. By building up the Beis HaMikdash, he's been massacring that. So that means the Beis HaMikdash is Or. Right, so the Kafei Kislev is called Chiddush Ha'or. That's when Or comes back anew. And the Beis HaMikdash itself is Or. So that's why the Mishkan, the Binyan of Mishkan, the actual construction and the weaving and all the Lamentes Malachas was Kafei Kislev. But it wasn't set up, it wasn't Nigmar until Nisan. Because every Haskalah has a Gemar. So Haskalah is Kafei Kislev, and the Gemar is Nisan. This is a Havana in a Dinah Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings down. He brings in a Shalal Halacha where they were Kaveya, where Chazal were Kaveya Chiv Suda Chanukah. The chiyav and Chanukah is lahaydes lahal. The only chiyav mifureshes on Chanukah is to say hal. That's the chiyav mifuresh. The chiyav of suda is not mentioned mifuresh in Chazal. So the Ramah says. That means there's no need to make a suda during Chanukah. Pidin, there's no makom mefurish. He said that since Chanukah was also the time, Chafei Kislev was also the time when they finished building the Mishkan. And then they brought Kabbalah in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you can make a suda during Chanukah because it has two inyanim. It has Chanukah and it also has the Chanukas and Mishkan. It has the Chanukas and Mishkan. And then he brings down the Eitzah that he sings Shiras with the Shpachais or he's a Divrei Torah. So then the Chaladeus, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. But it's a hard, it's a Ramah that's hard to understand. It almost means like Hanukkah, there's no Chiyuv Suda. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But at Agav, it happens to be the time when they finished the Mishkan also, so make a Hanukkah Suda. Makesha, as they say, Makesha. But I was explaining that you can't divide the Binyan HaMishkan from Hanukkah. There's a tzad of Shabbat, there's a tzad of Ma'achid. It's Haskalas Ha'ar. It's Haskalas Ha'ar, so we're making a Suda for Haskalas Ha'ar. For Chiddush. Nisan is the Gemar. But Chafei Kislev was Haskalas Ha'ar. So it's Haskalas Ha'ar in the veld because that's when it starts getting light. It was Haskalas Ha'ar because Yavan is Chayshech Yadua. Shechshichu is a name Sheyishab Gzeresayim. Because Yavan was the only nation that was able to extinguish the light of hope in the eyes of the Jewish people. No other nation was able to do that. All the other oppressors, it was oppression. It was a shvera oppression. And there were Gzeres, and there were Rois. But the eyes of the Bnei Yisrael were lit up. They weren't dark. But Yavin was really, Yavin was the only nation that had an alternative. Yavin was the only nation. It says, what are you doing this for? Do this. This is so much more light. And people bought it. Yavin was dark. Yavin is the Rosh of a Tevle. It's in the sign of Rosh of a Tevle. It's out of a rally, Klai Yisrael, we're used to that. You know, like there's the famous, you know, Magid in the days in Europe, in pre-war Europe, there were itinerant preachers, Magidim, who would go from town to town. They made a living. They dashen, they gave melotes, they... They usually had a very stark kayak adibur. They were good. They were able to bring people high up, bring people low. And they'd go from place to place. And somebody's derfaluch, that was the only terror that they had. There were no yeshivas there. And they were hardworking people. And a maggid would come, it would be an event. All the men and women would come to the shul, and then by the end they'd be crying. And he once, there was a maggid, he came, he talked about Mashiach. And he made it real. He made it real, like he described it. And he made it so real. And he believed in it. And the people were all caught up in the fervor of Mashiach. And the guy came home to his wife and he was really dejected. And she said, what's wrong, my Italian husband? He said, the Maga just came, he talked about Mashiach. She said, what's wrong? He said, we're all going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And we're all going to live, and we're going to leave everything that we have here. And we're going to go there. And she said, so what's wrong? He said, what's going to be with our chickens? What's going to be with our shepslech? We worked so hard. We raised them from birth. That one over there, we birthed that one. Who's going to take care of them? What's going to be? We have to leave all our fields and leave our mud hut. What's going to be? He says, I'm your dear husband. In Yiddish, she said, Yidden haben durchgelebt, das Zefel Tzaris, und wird durchleben, Mashiach Echet. Yidden have gone through so many Tzaris, and we survived. We'll survive Mashiach. It's Tzadik V'Ralai. Tzadik V'Ralai. You know, no Yid is surprised at Tzadik V'Ralai. You know, we don't understand it. We don't appreciate it. But Tzadik V'Ralai is something which we're admitting that in the sign. Rosh of a Tevle. When you see that someone is Matzliach, someone succeeds beyond your wildest dreams because he's a Rasha, it's a very shvera in the sign. They put out the lights in the eyes of the Jews. Yavin is Chayshech. Shechshichu is Enei Yisrael B'gzer Yisrael. Shegazu kisulchem ha'keren ha'shar she'en lechem ke'elech melekei Yisrael. And we talked about this 2 years ago. We talked about it. You don't have a ke'elech melekei Yisrael. Join us. He doesn't want you anyway. He rejected you. You have no allegiances. You have no achrayis. He doesn't want you anyway. Come to us. So that's the Tayyav Vavayu V'chai Shechapnei sign. So Yavanim were the darkest. They couldn't get any darker. So it's called Sa'ar. Chofei Kislev. The season's the darkest it possibly could be. It's called Sa'ar. In the Mishkan, they built the Mishkan, but they didn't use it yet. They used it in Nisan. Why? Because you can't use a Mishkan in a time of Eschalas Ar. Eschalas Ar is not the time. Eschalas Ar is a Haskalah. What does Haskalah mean? That's the beginnings. It's not finished yet. And the Maral's Mamshech. Lehukim Ba'aretz, they didn't erect the Mishkan on earth ad Echad B'Nisan, to the first day of Nisan. Why not? Why didn't they put it up in Chofei Kislev? Ki ein ha-tachtainim re'uyim l'kabel ha'or hazeh. When they put the Mishkan up, so the world is going to be filled with Kvayit Hashem. It's going to be filled with wisdom. It's going to be filled with all the ability to see. Hu or Beis HaMikdash. That's the light of the Beis HaMikdash. The world is not fit. Rakasha Eilim B'Shlemus. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, clarity. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, understanding. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, transparency. But we have to be roy to benefit from it. We have to be able to use it and see. We have to be able to, you know, what's the point? What's the point of radiating transparency and light if we don't have the kelim to see? For example, my Rebbe used to say the name of his Rebbe. My Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Gifter, Zichro Livracha, used to say the name of his Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Pagramansky. Pagramansky. My Rebbe's Rebbe. He was known as one of the two Eluyim. You know what the term Eluy is, right? Eli means above and beyond. Eli is not just a smart person. And Eli is not just a smarter person. And Eli is on a totally different level. Eli means Ayin Lamed. It means above and beyond. He's one of the two Eliim that Tel Zerushim ever produced. Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch, who's the Alter Tel Zeruf. He's the one before the one that was killed by the Nazis. That's what, you know, he's called the Alter Tel Zeruf. So he said that all the other yeshivas are filled with Eluyim. They always, you know, the other, Shetel does not have Eluyim. We don't give the term out so lightly. We had two Eluyim. One was a Moshe Pagramansky and the other was Levi Ginsberg. Levi Ginsberg moved to America and he became a professor in Columbia University.
Ooh.
He was an Eluy, but he was above and beyond.
What happened later?
He went to America. He went the way of many people that went to America. Levi Ginsberg told his son, he didn't raise his son to be a Talmud Chacham. He was a professor at Columbia, but he was still a very stark Talmud Chacham. He used to give lectures on the New Testament. Because he said the Christians themselves don't understand it because they don't know where it comes from. He would quote passages. He had a mastery of. He would quote passages from the New Testament. He says, does anyone understand this? Does it make a bit of sense? It's because you don't know the Medrash that it came from. When you know the Medrash, you realize it has nothing to do with Christianity. He said he'd go after one piece after another, totally showing where the source is and how, you know, they stole it from the source, distorted it for their own ends. It's not Shaya. And then after a while, in the middle of the drashe, this is a lecture. The college. He's just like, this is Dvar Matam, so everything else Dvar Matam, no point in going on. He closed the book and walked out of the lecture hall. This is Professor Levi Ginsberg. His son, he did not raise his son to be a Talmud Chacham. So he was a fine Yid. And he told his son that the reason why he did that, his son told this to Rabbi Gifter. He said, I am the last of the Mohicans. He said, when I pass from this world, there won't be any more Talmidei Yeshiva in this world. So I have to prepare, he said, told his son, I have to prepare you for the world, the new world order. And you have to have the survival skills to survive and thrive in the new world. And he sent him to, he sent him through the secular system. because he felt that's what he needs in order to survive. But Ramatcha Pagramatsky was the other Eli, and he was an Eli. So Ramatcha used to say a mashal. So there was a man. France is in the news now. There was a Frenchman. They were showing a visitor the great art institutions of France. And there are many to be proud of. I mean, the French capitulated to the Nazis to save them, so they must be worth something, without a shot.
Louvre.
So he brought them to the Louvre. You know this?
No.
Okay. He brought them to the Louvre, and he showed him a Rembrandt. And he was trying to bring his friend, to give his friend an appreciation of the strokes of the master. The way it catches the light, and the pigments, the way that, you know. And he says, "No, what do you say about this one?" And his friend looks at it and he says, "Looks like sour milk to me. Zayer milk. It looks like Zayer milk." It can't be. It can't be. He says, "Let's try another one." So he shows him, I don't know, some impressionist works. He shows them, you know, the pastels, the fine pastels, and the originality, and the way it catches the eyes, and the softness of the color, and the mood that it puts you in. He said, "What about this one? You know, you didn't appreciate that. Looks like sour milk to me. Zayer milk." And time after time, painting after painting, every single one of them looked like Zayer milk. Can't be! And then he noticed his friend was wearing glasses. So he asked his friend, "Give me your glasses for a moment. Let me see." His friend removed his glasses. He handed it over to the Frenchman. And he saw that the glasses were coated with a coating of Zayer milk. He cleaned the glasses, returned them to his friend. He said, "Now you can appreciate the beauty that lies within these works of art. But if you're wearing glasses coated with a coating of Zayer milk, so everything in the world is going to look like Zayer milk." Kadosh Baruch Hu radiates with Mashpia only R into this world. Only R. Only light, only understanding. Our glasses are coated with Zayer milk. And that's why we don't understand. We're not looking at the same thing that Hashem is sending us. If anybody wonders by now, if anybody from RLM here together here wonders why we learn and why we put so much energy into, so much yigiyah satira, into things that on the surface don't seem very relevant. That's the answer. We are involved. It doesn't matter what the subject matter is. If you're learning Be'iyun, and you're learning because you care, and you're learning because it makes a difference, and you're learning with Chavrus and he says something, and that doesn't add up to you, because that's not Emes. He's bluffing. He's making it up. He just wants to go weiter. So he just says something. But the words, they don't reflect what he says. And then you take him on, you challenge him, and then you want to rip him open with a knife. And chop, you know, because he's saying, and then, you know, he says, "Oh, yeah?" And then, he comes back at you with an onslaught to prove his point. And he really cares. So, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he, who's that, what the subject matter is, because you're involved the entire day in trying to come to the reign of Emes. You're trying to arrive at the truth of what this says. And when you work, and when you're involved the entire day in Redifus Emes, then you're taking the Zahar milk off of your glasses. And then anything you see, you're going to subject it to the same standards. If you care about Pshat and the Sugya, to the point that you're willing to... I have a friend, he's a He's one of the Talmidei Chacham in charge of the Beis Medrash in Silver Spring. I don't know. His name is Rabbi Rheingold. He's in Rabbi Lapianska's yeshiva. He's Adam Gadol Moed. He used to quote the pasuk, Imri lechachma achaisiyat. I say to wisdom, you're my sister. He said, because when I say over shtekel Torah, if somebody would insult your sister, you'd kill him. I mean, not literally kill him. I just mean you'd make sure the guy never did it again. You know, harsh measures are called for. He said, when I say shtekel Torah, Imri lechachma achaisiyat, this is my sister. You're attacking me. I will get you. I will take you down. And I will carve you up. You know, this is Rabbi Rheingold. He's carved up a lot of people over the years. There's a sharp knife. When you're involved, when you're totally involved in emes, it doesn't matter whether it's you're learning Hilchos Kavanos, which hopefully should be relevant very soon, or any of the cases of the Gemara, which we feel are never ever going to happen. Emes is relevant. And then when we see things, we're going to see emes. Hanukkah is Haskalah Sa'ar. That means that the world is in a state that it's not ready to handle full clarity. I mean, you're talking about it in a pure agricultural sense. It's not ready for it. If the sun would shine in the winter the way it shines in the summer, that would wreak havoc with the agricultural system. It's not muchan. It's not muchan for or. And that's the pure agricultural sense. When's it muchan la'or? Nisan. What happens in Nisan? Nisan is when the fruits appear on the trees. It's when the barley ripens. Nisan is when the barley ripens. When the fruit, Tu B'Shvat is when we daven. Nisan is when the fruits start coming out of the trees. That's the line between Yashin and Chadash. If you know what that is, you should know what that is. Yashin and Chadash. Nisan is the time when it's Roy, when you know the entire system, the food system, which is a very important system. Food is important. That's when it's Shalem. Things grow. That's when it's Roy for the R. So Maral says, that's in the light of the sun on earth, in its role of making things grow. What about the light of Chachma, the light of understanding? He says that there's a time in the world when we're not ready for that. If the Mishkan would have been finished in Hanukkah time, then the Mishkan would have been erected in Hanukkah time, and then once the Mishkan is erected, so then there's a connection between this world and the world of wisdom. And if this world would be filled with wisdom Hanukkah time, we wouldn't benefit from it. He's saying a fact. It wouldn't be good for us. And to have a world filled with light, with people that aren't prepared to understand it, is not a good thing. You know, for a person that doesn't have too much intelligence, a little bit of wisdom could cause a lot of damage. Just saying, you know, you have someone that is not very bright, but he knows nuclear physics, so it's a danger. I mean, a person could destroy with wisdom if he doesn't have the seichel. You know, a little bit of seichel can be very dangerous. He said that the island, when the world is bishlamis, is a reason why the crops ripen in Nisan time, because Nisan is a time for all light, including the sun's light on the crops. The island is bishlamis in Nisan, and that's b'chaydish Nisan. And that's why the Mishkan, even though it was ready and all the material, it was all fashioned and formed to perfection, they waited until then to put it up. Because the world is imperfect, it's missing one thing. The world is not perfect unless there's a Mishkan. Bryas Olam, some people think Bryas Olam ended on the sixth day of creation, or the seventh day. Some people think Bryas Olam finished by Mount Taira. And Bryas Olam really finished on the first day of Nisan when they put the Mishkan there. Because it's that point when the world is ready for the light, and at the same time it's ready for the light, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the light at the same time, the same moment. Aschalas HaMishkan was when they finished building the raw materials, because then, you know, when you finish the raw materials, that's like the glimmer of light, because if everything's finished, I could see that they could actually put it together. It's like, ah, we finally finished it. All we have to do is put it together, and the Beis HaMikdash itself is the light. The practical side, from the Heilige words of the Maharal, yeah, we know. Every single day is a day that's right to do tshuva. You can do tshuva any day, but there's a Seir Shemei Tshuva. Seir Shemei Tshuva is called Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatzai Kira'u B'Yisakara. Those days are tshuva. The other times of the year are not tshuva. You can do tshuva. But you're not surrounded by Zman of tshuva. We're all saying that there's times of the year you will learn, you know, the myth, the chiyuv of Lima Torah is, there's no time when there is no chiyuv of Lima Torah. It's constant. You find a time that's not Yom V'Laila, then you don't have to learn Torah. It's a constant. And it's every day of the year. And it's during the winter, and it's during the summer, and it's in the spring, and it's during the fall. But there are certain times of the year that the world is more mukhan for it. And that you're going to understand more at certain times of the year than other times of the year. There's certain times that you're going to understand more than other times of the year. This time of the year is the Haskalah. This time of the year is, we said, it's like a throwback to Bria's Island. Which means it's a beautiful thing. That means that if we failed in the past to take advantage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, because we weren't seeing it, we were seeing it through the lens of Zayamilch. So this is like a Bria Chadasha for Chachma Satira. It's a new you could start again. It's like Rosh Hashanah, we feel we could start again, the tshuva, whatever we did in the past, and now we're starting all over again. So Kislev is the time when we could rectify any shortcomings in the past. It's a time of Haskalas Ha'ar. And the Haskalas Ha'ar should bring us to the big R. Ro Kabasa Yaktav, that everyone should see clearly. Together, we should all see the same thing.